Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and today I'm joined by Christy Kearney, who is an empowerment coach called she does Empower You. Hey, Christy, how are you going?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, come a bit closer to me, Christy. You've got my microphone called Mal.
Hi, Mal.
This is Mike and Mal.
Oh, hi.
So get nice and close to Mal for me. Hey, I've invited you along. You reached out to me when I put out a post recently on Facebook saying, hey, leading up to Christmas, anybody want to have a chat? I'm so happy you did. I've had a bit of a chat to you this morning about your story. And once again, I've hit gold with a lovely lady, local Fraser Coast woman, who's got a wonderful story to share and a service to help too.
Double bonus.
So let's talk about you first. So you're a Tanana lady.
I am.
A mum of two.
Oh,
two
yes.
Two boys.
Two very active boys.
Actually, when you turned up here today, you're wearing a really pretty dress. And I said, I commented on your nice dress, and you straight away to point out that you're the only female in a house of males.
I am, yes.
So you got two fur babies too.
I do, yes. One of them is a girl.
I was just going to ask
you. But it's only recently happened in the last few years. But yes, she doesn't wear dresses, of course, because she's a dog. Well, some people do dress their dogs, but no, ours don't.
Well, are you picking on my Ruby?
No, I didn't look down at her then and check out and admire her outfit.
I'll have to put a photo up of Ruby today. She is wearing her new stripy t-shirt. Kmart. Shout out to Kmart. They don't pay me for sponsorship, but shout out to Kmart. Great fashion for pets.
Not sure that would go so well with the studded collars that my two wear.
Your butch. Oh, you've got Staffies.
Staffies, yeah.
No, mine's a Maltese Shih Tzu.
Bit of a difference, yes.
So, Christy, tell everyone what you'd like to share about yourself.
Well, anyone that has heard of me or has spoken with me, the short version is very hard for me. And I know that we've actually been chatting all morning. So it's like, which parts do I share? And I found that we had quite a bit in common as well, which was great.
Yes, we do.
So we're talking about superheroes and horses and pets and all sorts of things. But for me, my journey through life has been a colourful one, with lots and lots of roller coasters in there and sunshines and rainbows and all sorts of things. And I suppose the short of it is that I've learned a lot of hard lessons along the way, and I've trialled and erred many things over my life, and the good, the bad and the ugly, and have come up on top. And with that, I've learnt that people have been drawn to me and have been asking me for many years to help them unknowingly, just with chats that we've been having, and I've been offering advice and things like that. And so, of course, being a mum of two kids and, you know, the schedules that they have, I wanted to be there for them and discovered that I could actually use my voice and empower women and teens across the globe on the Fraser Coast and worldwide, like I do and I have done since 2011. So, yes, being an empowerment coach, speaking in schools across the Fraser Coast and Wide Bay.
Wonderful.
And, you know, helping them, you know, channel their inner Wonder Woman, as we were talking earlier.
Well, listeners aren't really up to speed on this, but can we talk about this for a second?
Of course we can.
Okay.
Superheroes, let's go.
Okay, so I just invited Christy to join the Wonder Women. Now, Wonder Women is a forming group of volunteer women that I've reached out to, and we may or may not be getting dressed up as Wonder Women, and we may or may not be venturing out into the community and launching this with the Maryborough Fraser Pop Festival, the Fraser Pop Festival at the Maryborough State High School in 2020.
Look out.
So more of that to follow, but Wonder Woman in spirit.
Absolutely, yes. I encourage all the women and teens that I work with or have the pleasure to speak with to channel their inner superhero. And of course, majority of people immediately, you know, some might channel their Iron Man or Superman, but because I work with women, because that's all that I've been in my life is a woman myself,
yep.
And is usually a Wonder Woman.
Could I channel Captain America to come to me.
Yes, you want him to whisk you away again, don't you?
I hope he's working on those biceps because they're pretty good this year.
I'm sure.
I'm sure he's married with five kids up in Bundaberg, but I can dream.
That's it. That's it. That we encourage everyone to dream. And so besides the youth, I also help women like ourselves to find themselves again, to find their voice, to overcome that exhaustion and a state of overwhelm and just that, you know, whirlwind that some of us feel that we get into or just feel that we've hit rock bottom, and to have that be that helping hand for them to get them back up, to also find ways that work for them, because I cater and tailor my course to every individual that I work with, and just to allow them to learn to fall in love with themselves and to listen to their body and learn how to fill their own cup. And what ticks their boxes, which is how we started talking about the horses.
Yes.
That's, you know, currently not part of the business. Maybe in the future, we'll wait and see. But at the moment, that's my happy place. You know, that's a place that I love to refill my cup and to re-energize, just like Ruby is to you. My dogs are the same for me as well. You know, they bring me so much stress relief and just humor. You know, they make me laugh every single day and, you know, give nothing but undivided love. So it's beautiful.
Fantastic. If we rewind just a little bit, you were saying how you've had ups and downs, and I can't remember exact words that you used, but how life is a journey and you have highs and lows and challenges and obstacles and, you know, different situations. Are you finding that that's pretty much normal and everybody does have that, but when we're going through that, we don't realize
you feel alone.
You feel alone.
That nobody could understand what you're going through. And exactly that, you know, behind closed doors, or, you know, when you start to be able to peel those layers back, when you have a conversation with someone, that you see that relief on their face when you say, I know plenty of people that I work with, or I know plenty of people that I've had conversations with that have reached out to me, or that you know, are in my network of friends that have just, you know, have experienced exactly what you're going through. And the look on their face is just like, oh. You know, they aren't alone, and that's just the biggest thing out there. You know, we can be in a room full of people, we can be in a massive family network and feel completely alone, because we're just, society has just brought it that way. And I'm glad that it's being encouraged a lot more for people to speak, you know, just to talk about things. And gosh, some days that can just be to your animal. Can hopefully you just don't start answering yourself.
Oh, but I do. is that a problem?
That might be for another time, I think. But, you know, having those conversations with people and having those people that you feel comfortable to talk to, because letting it out and just getting it off your chest is just so therapeutic.
Yeah. And you're like a hand to hold.
Yeah, yeah. Just so that someone knows that I've got their back, you know, that they've got someone out there. And, of course, sometimes having it someone that's outside the family, that's not emotionally connected to them, mm-hmm. is the key there, you know, that they get to see me in their own environment. They're not needing to come into an office. We get to have a walk around the park, or, you know, over online.
Yep.
I do a lot of mine online and in person. So, you know, whether it be mother and daughters that I'm working with individually, but together as well, or just one-on-one with women. So I work with people across the globe, pretty much anyone that's in an English-speaking country. Currently, my client base is 60% Australian and 40% American.
Wow.
So it's pretty exciting, thanks to technology.
That's awesome.
I know.
So specifically around the teens, what is some of the things you've been doing, maybe even in the schools?
I speak with youth, and I call it the Empower Youth Talks.
Yep.
So I pretty much go in from grade 6 and above, and with that I have an Empower Hour with them. So, you know, we'll channel our inner superhero. We will do some activities together. And I don't want to give it all away, of course, because, you know, that's what I'm doing with the schools. But across the Wide Bay and Fraser Coast, I've had the opportunity to be in some schools. But my goal is to be able to be in every school, grade 6 and above, and help those girls, because I've been there. I've been that person that's felt, you know, afraid to fail, but also afraid to succeed, to be that person that wants to disappear or wants to be seen, you know, like all of those ups and downs that, you know, as a teenage, you know, the hormones and, you know, the, when we start changing from a young girl to a young woman, you know, attractions start changing and hormones start happening and our body starts changing. And you know, sometimes they're pressured for different attention and things like that. And I want to let them all know that, you know, they are unique, that they don't need to mold to somebody else. And, you know, I help with techniques and show them different ways and things to look out for, and also things to implement themselves, to help them along the way to continue to be proud, to stand out and to not be in the shadows, because I've lived through all of that myself. So that's the Empower Youth. And I also do Empower You. So one-on-ones or in person. And that's pretty much the adult version of that, you know, where a lot of us have maybe put ourselves last, that we don't make ourselves a priority, that we don't fill our own cup. You know, we pretty much live in exhaustion and state of, you know, whirlwinds and things like that. And it just helps people to bring themselves back and look after themselves and first and foremost, because majority of the women, you know, and this is no disrespect to any different family, matriarchy and all that kind of thing, but majority of people out there, they're the ones keeping the glue together. They're the ones keeping the household running and things like that. And, you know, wear so many hats in a day that at the end of the day, it's like, okay, where's their recharge? You know, they plug their phone in and recharge that during the day and things like that. And they fuel their body and things like that. But at the end of the day, no one's, you know, doing anything or everything that needs to be done to help them fill their cup. So we want to teach them how to do that and look for those signs. You know, I channel that danger Will Robinson, danger, danger, you know, that you can start seeing that and feeling that amongst your own body. You know, we were talking about that, that both of our families have experienced something like that, where one of our family members has hit rock bottom. And, you know, if you're the only parent in that household and you're the one leading the example for your children and others around you, you want to make that right step, because you don't want to then be following suit and having those patterns follow you, that they're not looking after themselves, that they're not putting themselves first and putting those boundaries up and showing people how to treat them and things like that. So, yeah, I teach and show all of that and guide them through that in the program.
Yeah, so. Well, you sound so busy and it sounds wonderful. I can't believe, well, I can believe, but 40% USA, that's, you're global.
I am, yes.
And you're a Tanana lady.
I am, yes, but, you know, and that's international. It's social media and things like
And so do you have a website?
It's currently under construction. Just got a few other projects that, you know, have just sort of been finalised, like the book.
The book?
Yes, the book.
Okay, let's talk about the book.
So the book is called The New Rules of Health, and it's 20 game-changing coaches that reveal their secrets to help you achieve ultimate health and wellness. And it's launching December 6th.
That's only like 4 days after my birthday.
What a celebration.
Yeah, so is it, where do you get the book from?
Well, if they reach out, I know our details will be together, will be on the podcast and things like that.
Yes.
But yes, I've got a list at the moment and I'll be able to send you the link so that you can purchase it as soon as it's available as of the 6th of December.
So you're sharing a Facebook link with me?
Yeah, that's, I will be. Yep, Facebook I can do link. That. Yeah.
Fabulous. And who's the publisher?
It's actually one of the coaches herself. She's actually, a publisher as well.
Oh,
so,
wow, fantastic.
Yes, and another Australian. So it's very exciting, but there's global coaches in there. So there's people from all around the world that are in there, and there's some very interesting people that I get to share the limelight with. So.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a massive achievement. Okay, so.
Tick that off the list.
We have something in common you mentioned a little bit, and here's a little clue. I just stole my council horses there for my family. Because, Christy, I just get so excited. I seem to be having this, I get excited a lot. Sorry, everyone. But I come across so many people that have similar interests, and I'm really going through this horsey phase where I really, really want to have a horse. And I just love the idea of the independence that a horse will give me. So, you are also, you regularly ride as part of your own meditation and filling up your own cup.
Absolutely, yes.
So is that just like for you, like when you drive a car, you can just zone out and really just take stock, and is that what it gives you?
Oh, there's so much that it gives me. Like, I know I've always been around horses, you know, like my first dog, you know, was called Black Beauty. shortened to beauty, you know. So it's always been, you know, in my passion, and, you know, I always watch the horse movies and things like that, and I've shown that passion with my kids. I know that my husband and I, when we first started dating, the first movie we watched together was Man from Snowy River.
Oh, nice.
So it was very, very, very cute. And so, you know,
I'm always visualizing Man from Snowy River when I'm riding a horse and the music and the poem.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I've surrounded myself with a lot of, you know, horsey people around here, and yes, at the moment I loan myself out to other families that have extra horses, and it's pretty much their riding companion at the moment. So then none of them are my own, but as we spoke about, you know, yeah, that is the plan for both of us, to have a horse to call our own at some point in the future.
Okay, well, just putting it out there, I'm happy to loan myself out too. I'm happy to come and ride your horse.
Absolutely. That was kind of the way that the ad that I put out, I put a post out on social media in a group, and yeah, sort of just went hi, and, you know, just shared a little bit about me and the experience that I've had and my qualifications and things like that. And yeah, got started talking to two people, two different families, you know, one here in Tanana and another one in Childers. And yeah, so my 2 days a week I share myself, you know, one day at one place and one day at another. And
fabulous.
It's helping them, because it's better to ride with someone than on your own. You know, we've got to be a little bit sensible as we get older, apparently. Yes. And, you know, to ride with someone if anything happens and all that kind of thing. But yes, I zone out. It's like sometimes when you're on automatic pilot, you know, when you go from A to B, you're in a car and you're like, oh, how did I get here? Did I take the roundabout? You know, you just zone out. You go in automatic pilot. So yep. They're calming to me. They're, you know, pretty much almost like going to an appointment and just, you know, just bleh, you know, just blurting everything out. And sometimes I don't even need to speak these days, but it's just like you might get it there and you're like really tense and tight, and then by the end of it it's like, it's nice. Like you've walked out of a massage kind of thing. So
nice. Well, I guess that's kind of like part of what you're doing with women and youth.
Yes.
On helping them find their equivalent.
Yes. Yes, and that can be in music, in books, in singing or dancing. Can also be, you know, with their own pets, you know. Probably a little bit hard to stroke a goldfish and things like that, but, you know, let's go with dogs and cats. And someone had said that they've got a chicken. I'm like, go for it, you know. Yeah, whatever, you know, floats your boat and things like that. But you'll find that, you know, if you sit there and you notice that you're just, you know, patting them and that they're calming and you're calming, you'll know that that's refilling your cup is, yes, you know, pretty much one of the tips there, you know. Yep. Having your feet in the sand is another one, where just, you know, zoning out for a couple of minutes and just like looking out and just thinking about life and what you'd like to achieve or what you have achieved, you know, like always looking for the positive in everything.
Yes.
Or sitting there listening to music, you know, under a tree maybe, and, you know, with just your bare feet on the grass, just to reground yourself. Sometimes, you know, I suggest people at school, if they can do that, you know, just sit on their own and have that time to themselves, and, you know, either before class or after class, or obviously not during class, because, you know, we want to be good with all the teachers out there. But, you know, just for them to learn to not rely on someone else to make them happy, to, you know, help them feel, get out of a bad mood and things like that, you know, for them to be their own coping mechanism, you know, because we can really only rely on ourselves in life.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we continue to rely on others, we are going to be let down and things like that. So to learn that, you know, we have control over how we feel and how we react to things, and sometimes it might not necessarily be the right way that we react. So that's where being more aware of yourself and listening to your body and like listening to those signs where, you know, you're in an environment where you really aren't comfortable, and that you can see those signs and those alarm bells, you know, that robot starts talking, danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger, yeah, that nice. you get out of that situation, or you change it, or you speak up and things like that. So just helping people become more aware of themselves and really getting to know themselves and being comfortable with who they are, and, you know, not hiding and just shining brightly.
Yeah. Christy, is there anything else you would like to share?
Well, I've given some tips. I've shared, you know, who I help out there. We've talked about the book launch and, you know, shared some of the background that, you know, I've been had the opportunity to, you know, live abroad and have experiences across the globe and things like that. But an offer that I'd like to offer anyone that listens to the podcast.
Oh, wow.
If they
never get offers.
They reach out to me through the avenues, you know, through Spotify and through social media, that if they reach out to me, that and they mention this podcast, that they'll receive their first Empower session free of charge with me. So they just get a little bit of a taste.
Okay, that's fabulous. Thank you for that, Christy.
Oh, thank you.
Is that an open-ended offer?
Yes, it's open-ended. It's amazing, you know, and I also love that as research and feedback, you know, that how far that the podcast, you know, reaches, and also, you know, like where it reaches as well, you know, because that'll be great for the podcast
as well. Tell me.
Yeah, definitely. Come back. I'm sure that we've got a few podcasts up our sleeves in the future.
So you can be anywhere in the world as long as you've got internet, really.
Absolutely.
And you can tap into that opportunity.
Yeah. Well, that's fabulous. I suppose the main key for that is, one, of course, females only, and that they've got to be open. They've got to be willing for change and open for change, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, you know, so, you know, using our horse passion there. But yes, I suppose, you know, there's so many things that we could talk about and we could be here all day, but I know that you have a time frame there. But I think there's just a message that if there's any more questions that you want, there's just a message that I wanted to leave everyone that listens to this.
Go, Christy. I'd love to hear it because you're speaking lovely. And the information you're sharing is really wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much because, yeah, just speaking from the heart and being your true self, that's what it's all about. So my message, my leaving message to you here, Empower with Christy Carney, is that you are not your past. You are not your story. You are so much more. So much more. It is time to discover who you really are. It is time you awaken the awesomeness within you. It is time you started talking to yourself the way that you deserve. It is time you started treating yourself the way that you deserve. It is time that you stepped into your power and channeled your anger and frustrations, your insecurities and your fear into action, into strength. You can do this. You are worthy. You are deserving. And I want you to ask yourself, what would courage have me do? Love yourself? Respect yourself? You have so much more than you know deep within you, ready and waiting to be seen and to be heard. Thank you.
Thank you, Christy. That was beautiful. Really beautiful. So thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat. And I just wanted to let everybody know that Everything Fraser Coast is a free podcast. I don't get any monetary reward or sponsorship through this. Though I wouldn't say no to a Jeep or a BMW or something, even a Suzuki. I'm not fussy.
Or even a horse ride, you know, open.
Yeah.
Not fussy.
No, I don't do this for monetary. My payment is in positivity and it's very, very positive journey that I'm on. So thank you, Christy.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Hopefully I will get on the back of a horse with you one day. Mm. Well, on my own horse.
Yeah, yeah. I won't share. Yeah.
Did I tell you I want to be Lady Godiva? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.